This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. Former Bloomington Mayor Steve Stockton retired from State Farm 13 years ago, but he put some of his experience there to use this past weekend during the assault by Hurricane Irma in Florida. GLT correspondent Colleen Reynolds talked with Stockton just as he finished assessing damage to his condo and the complex where he serves as president in Cocoa Beach, Florida, which was battered by Irma's powerful winds.
Cocoa Beach is on a barrier island. Actually, it's the second barrier island out. There was, I guess, back in early times, one barrier island was established. That's called Merritt Island. And then another barrier island built up. That's Cocoa Beach is on that island. So we have an island in between us and the mainland.
Let's go to when you first learned about Hurricane Irma approaching and what prompted you to decide we're going to leave Bloomington and we are going to drive 18 hours.
Well, to understand why we do a crazy thing like that, you need to know that they persuaded me to be head of our condo association here. And it's not a big condo complex. There's only 64 units. But that doesn't necessarily reduce the responsibility. We came down last year for Hurricane Matthew, and I took the lead in preparations. So when we heard that Irma was going to be heading up the coast, we actually wanted to take a flight on Allegiant, but then they canceled our flight. So we decided the best thing to do is to just drive straight through, which was kind of interesting because we had very little traffic going the direction we were. Everybody was going the other direction. So we're sitting there saying, that makes us feel a little foolish.
Wow. So you first concentrated on stuff for the complex and making sure the complex was protected. What about your own condo?
Well, we tried not to neglect that. Unfortunately, the last time around with Matthew, we kind of ran out of time on our own condo, and there were a couple of things that we wanted to do for ourselves that we didn't get done. This time, we budgeted our time and made sure that we had time to make our own place secure. In the condo itself, obviously there's lowering all the storm shutters, taking more valuable things and putting them in interior rooms in case a window was breached or broken and water came in, and just make sure that you're secure from wind, water, electrical surges. One thing we've learned is get hotel reservations early. Some of our neighbors didn't do that, and then they were having trouble finding places to go. People were driving from Miami and other spots in Florida all the way up into South Carolina, to find a hotel room because everything down here after just a day or two, everything was snapped up.
We're talking with former Bloomington Mayor Steve Stockton, who is still in Florida and hoping to return to Bloomington after checking on his condo and his association in Cocoa Beach, Florida, but rode out the majority of the storm at an airport hotel in Orlando. And you chose that hotel because you'd had good experience with it previously.
So my State Farm experience involved many years ago helping to select hotels for our claims people to stay in a natural disaster. And there's a number of things that you look at. I applied some of that to my own personal use and found a hotel that is fairly new, so it meets a lot of the standards that were set up after Hurricane Andrew for construction. One that was in an area with underground utilities. It's near the airport, right off the main road, so that if we knew that the roads would be open quickly because the airport is an important destination. And also look for a place that wasn't too near other buildings so that debris wouldn't come off the other buildings and come into the windows here. So things like that went into the selection of the hotel, and that worked out very well for us because we rode out the storm here, never lost power, had water, had television, had communications, internet, and cell phone. Whereas one of our neighbors went to another hotel, and they had some real problems. They lost power. There were windows broken in the hotel. And we finally were able to go down to the desk and cajole them into a another room. So our friends moved over here.
Were you able to hear or experience any part of the winds and the storm that was happening outside of your hotel?
Yeah, and that is scary. You know, being from Illinois, we're conditioned to think about when you hear those winds and the window is shaking back and forth and so on, that's a tornado. Here, that's just a normal part of a hurricane, and the true Floridians are used to that. We had all that, both hurricanes we've been through now. It is scary. And you think the window's going to break, and in some cases they do, but we didn't have any problems with that here. The other thing is I had a camera back at the time, and we were watching and listening to some of our rooms there, and we could hear the noises and the violent pounding and so on as the full first force of the hurricane. We had it focused on, we have a corner unit, and there were sliding glass doors on both corners, but those hurricane shutters were getting quite a workout, and you could readily hear it over the, using the microphone of the camera. I looked over the camera, and the light all of a sudden went out in the room, and the camera went dead soon thereafter, and I knew that we had lost power. And I went with one of my fellow board members over there today, and the power is still not on. But I will say there were a lot of cars on the road, but there were caravans of trucks, linemen's trucks, all over. And I think some of them were headed down to Miami. We were told here that they brought in 16,000 linemen from outside of Florida through a mutual aid program with the power companies.
Did you run into any difficulty getting from Orlando to Cocoa Beach?
Well, there was quite a bit of traffic at first, and most of that was headed to Miami. So once we got past that, we got out of the stop-and-go traffic on the Beach Line Expressway. Went from there.
How did your condos fare? What kind of damage did you experience there?
Actually, fairly well. Both times with Matthew and this time, we had very little damage. The building has some of these concrete roof tiles on them, and they're hard to keep in place. And when they come down, they come down hard. They probably weigh 5-8 pounds each. We also had air conditioning units on the roof of the building. It's a flat roof. Some of those had been disconnected and had been knocked over, actually ripped from their mounting. The multi-hundred pound units did not go very far. They weren't carried up into the air like in The Wizard of Oz.
So when you compare this storm to Matthew, which is the one that you have experienced previously, and that was pretty devastating to lots of areas, how does this compare? Can you say yet?
Yeah, I would say that in Matthew, the damage was more generalized, and to our particular building, we had a few big things go wrong that I think our total cost for all the buildings was only $8,000, so they couldn't have been too big. But with Irma, most of the damage was right on the, within a few blocks of the ocean, and the damage was a lot of little things for the most part. I mean, an air conditioner that is torn off its mounting maybe doesn't seem like a little thing, but compared to what could happen on the beach, that was not a big deal. So we had some trees that were uprooted. We had lampposts in the parking lot that were bent over. So a lot of little things were in it. It turned out that wind was actually less in our location for Irma than for Matthew, but the damage makes me wonder about that.
So President Trump last month had rescinded an executive order that required flood-damaged property to be rebuilt higher and stronger, and also doing away with federal flood mapping. Do you think that's something that's going to be reversed in light of these two big storms and maybe more to come?
My understanding is that coincidentally, they're going to be announcing a new study of flood mapping that could change some of these classifications for the area we're in. It is important to look at where you're building and to assure that if we're finding that we're getting more storms and so on, that even though it's going to cost me personally, I think it's only fair that we be mapped and pay for some of that premium.
Conley Reynolds spoke with former Bloomington Mayor Steve Stockton about his hurricane experience.